Welcome to the Playful Spirituality Podcast, a place to reconnect to spirit, to reclaim your unbridled wildness, and to bring you home to you. I'm Cara Viana, and I'm honored to be on this adventure with you. This is a place to discover your magic and your superpowers. And yes, you definitely have them. It's designed to tap you into the unconditional love and support flowing to you, and to help you access that wild, unbridled joy that we so often lose touch with. You can expect all sorts of resources, from spiritual and practical tools and teachings to guided meditations and energy healing. We'll have some special guests and even some live readings. This show is for all of us who are humaning, to help you navigate this ride of life. If you are open to a little more support, more ease, a broader connection to the universe and to yourself, then stay tuned and find out what might be possible with an infusion of playful spirituality. Let's continue our conversation about manifestation. And I was thinking that today we could talk about how to get out of the way and let your manifestations in. So just a quick recap reminder, we talked briefly in the last episode about, we touched on Abraham's explanation of, which is really like the foundation of our understanding of law of attraction in today's world, the basic three steps that explain the way that law of attraction works with us, the way that we interact with law of attraction. So step number one, life causes you to want something, consciously or most of the time subconsciously. You have an experience, you like it or you don't like it. In that moment, you desire either that thing or the opposite of that thing or some version of whatever. Someone's really nice to you and you go, oh, this feels so good. And so you desire for people to be nice to you. Someone's a dick and you're like, ugh. So you desire for people to bring kindness, be kind. So life causes you to want something. Step number one, you have no control over that. It's happening all the time, way more than you realize. Step number two, law of attraction responds. Like attracts like. Law of attraction delivers the thing that you desire. Pure desire, here it is. You have no control over that whatsoever. Step number three is the only one that you have any control over at all. And most of the time you're doing it unconsciously. So good job. Pat on the back. I love it when people tell me, I've never manifested in my life. Yeah, you've been manifesting your whole life. Are you kidding? Your whole life. You just didn't know to call it that. That's all. Okay, so step number three is you let it in. That's it. So in manifestation, oftentimes we have this idea that we have to practice our asking. No, you don't. You don't. You've already asked. It's already been granted. That part is done. Life has caused you to ask in a way more potent or powerful way, or more real way than however many times you can sit down with your journal and write shit down. This is beneficial. I'm not shit talking. I have journals and journals of things I desire. But the reason why we would want to practice our asking, so to speak, and I say practice because actually the misnomer is that you need to ask. You've already asked. That's why I'm saying practice your asking or ask again. Because law of attraction, your higher self, that team, right? The energetic law that is drawing this in and your higher self that is orchestrating things on your behalf are so keenly aware of what your desires are because they're obvious. They're emanating off of you. You could write down on a piece of paper all you want something that isn't really a true desire, and it's not going to go anywhere because they know it's bullshit because it's not what's vibrating out of you. Your desires are like a broadcast coming out of you all the time, like an emotion or a sound wave. And when the reason why there is some benefit to us in practicing our asking, writing it down in the journal, or sitting in meditation and visualizing the thing, is not because we think that we're helping with step one. It is because it's helping us with step three. It's helping us to let the thing in. So hopefully we can get out of our heads and think that we're micromanaging, not think that we're micromanaging law of attraction by telling it, I want this and this and this and this, like putting in this very specific order. Because we've already done that. What we're doing is practicing tuning our vibration to that thing that we want and letting it in. So I thought today we would talk about ways for you and me and all of us to practice and to play with the only thing that we have any control over, which is that step three, which is the letting it in. How do we let it in? All right, so if the house that I desire is there, if the job that I desire, the lover that I desire, the prestige, the sleep, most of my friends are trying to manifest sleep, the whatever it is, if it's right there, how do I let it in? Why isn't it here yet? There are a number of reasons why you might not be letting it in as easily or swiftly or freely as you desire. Usually because we have an opposing desire that pulls us in the other direction. So we get stuck in our little tug of war. That desire oftentimes is just one that's trying to keep us safe. So for example, if you want to be wealthy and prestigious and have a lot of fame, that could be a really fun desire until it kicks into that inner fear of what will people think and will people attack me and hate me? And once I'm rich, I'll have a lot of responsibility or whatever it is. So we sometimes want to call those limiting beliefs, but I'm also going to say those are desires. That's a desire to have people not attack you. That's a desire to stay safe. That's a desire to not have so much responsibility that it breaks you in half. Those are potent, valuable desires. And what do we do when we have desires that pull us in two different directions? Well, we have to get creative about finding where in that variety of desires we can either shift our understanding or shift our desire. So let's touch on that first one. Your understanding of wealth might come from the one wealthy person you knew in your life. Maybe there was like a matriarch in your family or your friend's family or some family that you knew who was the only person you ever knew who had wealth, and she had like marble floors and it was amazing. And you were like, wow, I want to have that kind of wealth. But you also watched her work herself into an early grave and worry endlessly because she felt the responsibility of her entire family or even her entire town on her shoulders as the person who had a lot of money. And so you've equated, probably at a very young age even, having wealth with having so much responsibility that it literally kills you. So one way to be able to shift that would be to separate out that belief and understand where it comes from, and then look a little more closely and say, you know, actually, I know that person pretty well, and I think that was a trait of hers that didn't have anything to do with money. I'm pretty sure she could have been totally broke and absolutely worrying about her community and her family. I think she might have been a worrier. Okay. Or maybe you say, you know, I wonder if perhaps all of the people in her family died young. Maybe that was a hereditary thing. And I just assumed at a young age that it was because she had money and therefore it was because she had responsibility. Wait a minute. Did she actually have responsibility for all of those people and all of those things? So the other thing that you can do when you have these opposing desires is get in and shift or hone the desire, which usually isn't actually changing what you are vibrating, sometimes perhaps, but mostly it's getting more clear on what it is that you want deeper inside. So you think about it, we've got what we want here up in the head, right? Like up in this area, which is very, I'm going to say shallow, and I don't mean superficial, but I mean, our awareness and understanding of what we think we want is so limited. When you get down here to the heart, and like those true desires are what is actually emanating from you. So let's play with our example. So you wanted wealth and you wanted fame and prestige and all those things. And you wanted not to have responsibility that was going to kill you. And you wanted not to have people attack you. So when you dig down under the layers of that a bit, we ask ourselves why. Why is one of the most valuable and important questions in the practice of letting things in? Because oftentimes we're completely misunderstanding our own desire. So we're mad and upset, which is not helpful for letting things in. That's a really closed kind of emotion, generally feeling state to be in, versus expectant, open, appreciative, grateful. These are really open states to be in. Things can come into us in these states. So we're getting mad that the specific desire that we think we have, that the thing we think we want isn't coming to us. And sometimes we're just misunderstanding our own fucking desire. That's the truth. It happens all the time when I'm on a call with a client and we're diving through what it is they want and we're going in and they're getting angsty about why they don't have the thing. And then as we start to explore, why do you want this and what is it? We understand something completely different than what they thought they wanted. And then when we get down to the thing they really want, there isn't angst. They don't feel like that's impossible oftentimes. They feel way more lined up with that true desire. So let's play with our prestige. For example, you wanted this fame, this wealth, and this prestige. And then why did you want it? And let's pick that apart. Maybe it was because you thought it would come with respect. Thought that by having a lot of money, people would respect you. You would have power. You could make your own decisions. You could do what you want. And you thought you would have safety and security. If I had all this money, I would feel so safe and secure. Okay, is that really the way that I want to go about getting those things? Maybe, maybe not. Do I actually want to be able to find safety inside myself? And is the financial security I'm looking for having billions of dollars or even hundreds of millions? Or is it just having enough money that I knew I could live comfortably on and retire on for the rest of my life? Enough money that I could always travel and help the people around me. Maybe that's a more true desire. And do I really want the success, the prestige, the fame? Or do I just want to, like, did I just want to be a grown-up? Is that something that I decided I wanted when I was a teenager because I saw those people who had that as being autonomous and getting to make their own decisions? But when I grew up a little bit, I realized, yeah, it's actually their publishing companies or their agents or their managers who make most of their decisions. They're not actually very autonomous at all. Really, all I wanted when I was a teenager was so that I could grow up and make my own decisions. I just didn't want a fucking curfew. And in my head as a teenager, maybe I put that together, right? So we dive in a little bit, and maybe I'm oversimplifying for sake of example, but you get the idea, right? Now let's talk a little bit more about what it is to let a desire in. So I love the word alignment, but you can use any word that you want here. You could use any description that you want. It could be openness. That works really well too. How open are you to letting it flow in? And when we talk about alignment, what we're talking about is, it's becoming a much more popular word, which I find very helpful. What I mean is you being on the exact same page as your higher self. That's what I'm talking about when I say alignment. You and your higher self, which is your soul, your spirit, you being on the same page. And the thing that we miss so much of the time, the thing that so many people out there who are touting manifestation this and manifestation that are missing or leaving out is the fact that you are vibrating, you are a point of attraction, but so is your higher self. So there are always two points of attraction bringing things to you. Law of attraction is responding to two different points of attraction that pertain to you all the time. Your higher self is never out of alignment. Your higher self is never fearful or discouraged or confused about what you want or caught up in some childish fantasy that you forgot to update or overlooking a bunch of desires because you're so focused on the one that's obvious or afraid, doesn't have an upper limit, doesn't have a glass ceiling, doesn't, whatever. Whereas human you has all that shit. So the secret to letting things in is coming into alignment. It's you coming into a place where you are in vibration with your higher self. That's it. And it sounds so simple, but Abraham has written many, many, many books on how to do this. And still people are clamoring for more because we butt up against it a lot. Things that naturally probably bring you into alignment. I won't say for sure because all of us are different. For a lot of us, exercise, meditation, sleep, distracting yourself from the things that are freaking you out, loving connection, petting an animal, being in nature, walking with your feet in the earth or the sand or the rocks. There are a lot of things that naturally help bring us into alignment. And these things are so valuable. And we get this idea that manifestation is something we're supposed to be actively doing and that it has to pertain to the desire. So you'll hear people say, I visualized this 100 times a day. Okay. There's benefit in that because you're helping your nervous system come up to speed with it. There's benefit in that if visualizing it makes you feel good. If visualizing the thing you want brings you into alignment, do it all the frickin' time. But if visualizing the thing you want makes you contracted, pulls you out of alignment, makes you go, I don't know how it's going to happen. That person's not here. I want it. And I don't think it's ever going to happen. Not helpful at all. I think that as a culture, we very, very, very drastically underestimate the importance of play. Very drastically. Like, painfully drastically. Last time you went and did something that was just for fun. Just for pure enjoyment. First off, can you think about when that was? Hopefully it was today or yesterday. But maybe it was a really long time ago. But what do you usually feel when you do that? In alignment. You feel joyful. You feel carefree. You feel playful. You feel whatever you feel. Those are signs of being in alignment. It's very easy to tell when you're in alignment and when you're not in alignment. It's very easy because you've got the emotional scale to tell you. Abraham wrote a whole book on the emotional scale. It's amazing. It's called The Astonishing Power of Your Emotions. And basically, if you feel like shit, you are out of alignment. If you feel amazing, you're in alignment. That's it. And one isn't good or bad. One's not better than the other. It's just a powerful indicator to tell you where you're at in all of this. So when you feel bad, it's okay. That's part of humaning and you're doing a good job. So pat yourself on the back because you didn't come here to only feel good. You would have stayed dead if that was your plan. Well, I'm in euphoria now, a soul experiencing this whole amazing universe. If I want to stay in euphoria, I'll stay right here. I'm here. It's amazing. It's me and source and the everythingness. But you were like, you know, it'd be awesome let's go ride that roller coaster on Earth. Yeah, let's do it. That's so cool. And you went because you were like, sometimes I'm going to be so scared I'm going to want to pee my pants. And sometimes it's going to hurt so bad I'm going to wish it was over. And sometimes I'm going to get lost and I'm going to get scared. I'm going to get freak out. I'm going to learn what a nightmare is. It's going to be so cool. So you can pat yourself on the back when you're feeling like crap and you realize you're out of alignment. So number one, you realized it. Good job. Number two, you're humaning. You came here to human. Good job. You're nailing it. And it doesn't have to mean anything other than, hey, you're not thinking the same thing your soul is thinking. You guys are on two different pages here. So when you start to feel amazing, when you start to feel really, really good, you're climbing your way up that emotional scale, maybe you got to peace, and then you got to hope, and then you got up to joy, and maybe you even got that euphoria, that pure unconditional love kind of feeling. That's some powerful alignment you're in. And what are the things in your life specifically that help you get there naturally? Not fucking pertaining to your manifestation, not pertaining to the business you want to build or the home you want to buy or the kids you want to have or not have. So maybe you're manifesting no kids. Whatever it is that you want to call in, the big stuff, the angsty stuff, the like the lover, the dreams, the blah, blah. I don't care about any of that stuff. What gets you into alignment? Because you have enough desire built up to fulfill 1,000 lifetimes, I bet. What gets you into alignment? And lots of times that's play stuff. That's not serious stuff. That's not, it's not the things we fill our day with necessarily. So I would like to be a champion for the valuing of play. I would like to take play in our society and put it on this big pedestal so that when you drive by a park, it's adults you see on the swings. Or maybe playgrounds aren't fun for you as a grown up, and that's fine. What is your fun thing? Do you like bowling, even though you're terrible at it? Do you want to start a We Suck at Bowling league? Where the goal is to see if you can hit no pins? Like, what is really fun for you? Is it an art project? Is it learning a new thing? Is it, as adults, we take things and then we figure out how to rob the fun out of them. You ever notice this? Kids do the exact opposite. They will take something and infuse fun into it. They're like, little kids want to play vacuuming. There's pretend vacuums for little kids. How many fucking adults think vacuuming is so fun? No, because kids can make anything fun. They're like, a puddle! There's some grass! Let's play in the dirt! If they don't fucking care. They can make anything into a game. And adults, we take everything, we make it not fun. When was the last time there was something you wanted to do? Because you're like, it'll be so fun, I want to learn how to play guitar. Great. And then you worked hard to save up money to buy a guitar and pay for lessons. And then you forced yourself to practice, and then you beat yourself up endlessly because you sucked at it, because you're just learning, and you took all the fun out of it. And eventually you quit because this isn't fun. And this is what we do as adults. I don't know why we do this. Is it just this culture? Is it, I don't know. It's very silly. We have such this thing about work. So I want you to think about if you want to take this and do something with it. Well, I'll give you a couple options. Number one, the easiest thing is just come and sign up for our course, and we're going to take you through a million. Not a million, because the course isn't quite that long. We're going to take you through a lot of manifestation, play, and practice. So you can just come do it with me live. That's the easiest way. And if you want to do something right now, grab a journal and write down 3 things, 5 things, 10 things, 30 things, bonus points if you get to 30, that bring you into alignment, that help you feel good. What makes me feel good? And then write down 3, 5, 10, 30 things that you think are fun and playful. How do you like to play? Not only is this a great stretch for your creativity and your brain, which means it's Alzheimer's prevention, right? Stretch that brain of yours, take it to the gym. But it's also going to help you recalibrate to a place where you are manifesting more easily, more often. So that's, I guess, my big takeaway today. Let's all go play. It would make me really happy if you would share with me what you like to do or would like to do for play. My deepest gratitude for you for listening and being part of this podcast. Thank you for sharing and reviewing and sending us your takeaways. I always love it. I do hope you'll join us for the two upcoming brand new courses we have, Manifestation Magic, where you will learn the art of dancing with the universe and letting life be greater than you ever dreamed, followed by For the Love of Money, where you get to blossom into the next level of money, abundance, financial security, or wealth by healing the layers of what limits you, expanding your capacity, adjusting your upper limit, and evolving your personal relationship with the energy of money. You can register for one, or you can save when you bundle them together. The links to find out more are right in the show notes. By the way, we have set up some free gifts for you, so if you haven't received those yet, head over to caraviana.com and download them now. There's some goodies, including a guided meditation and an energy healing. With my deepest love, salud to all that you are and all that you are becoming.